Siman Tav Samu Beis Sif Vav Chita Shenim Seis B'Dvash Or B'Yayin B'Chomitz. So you found a kernel of wheat, and it's been sitting in the wine for 24 hours, or it's been cooked. So there's now you have a question of the flavor of the chametz, there's a bli of chametz of the there's a bli of a chita into them. So the question was, but did this chita become chametz? Well, since you made pears and not machmitzim, so the chita didn't become chametz. So what? I have no problem because it's a belia of chita, but it's not a belia of chametz. So that's mud. Obviously, if there's water mixed in, so it becomes a whole different ballgame. Now that seems like a very very straightforward statement. There's a law Mishnah over here we had, which is not so much the just clarifies a lot of different points here. Let's see Mishnah Berurah. Sivkat Nachafalt Chita Shenim Seis B'Dvash Mar Shabishle Hadvash Vayayin. Some of that it was cooked or Shahoy Kavush Me'es Leis, or it was soaking for 24 hours. The b'shriya ba'alma, but then just soaking in cold without any heat and not 24 hours. The harbor person can feel a nimsa b'mayim greater nami in oyser. The kamama sim atov samozayin sif yudbeis ayin shom. So if it's not 24 hours, it doesn't absorb even though its body became chometz, because you drop a heat into water for 23 hours. It's chametz, but so what? But it doesn't impart flavor. Has no way to impart flavor. As long as you take the chita out, you've taken all of the chametz out. There's no bishul and there's no kvisha. Mutter. So it's mutter chabez advash v'yayin. So the honey or the wine are permitted because since they're meperes, they're not machmets. We don't say that first of all the chita became chametz. The second of all, it added in flavor. Even if it softened and it started to, as the chita expands, so we see cracks in the shell of the chita, which would indicate normally would indicate that the chametz process is starting to take place. No, the main shame may paris machmitz. May paris are not machmitz. Whatever that is, that's something else. That's not. It's absorbing liquid. Whatever it is, it's not the process of chim of what's called chimus. Now, what we need to point out, we just the Rambam said before in Sifdala, the Armin against the machmer that maybe may paris is machmitz even without water. So what about over here? We're not machmer. In other words, the Rambam doesn't argue on this halacha. See, our minhag is not like that. Because you guys not dealing with directly eating that item. You're talking about the question of was there in favor and part of it. You know, we're not giving that machmer on the potential tom over there. So if it's the item itself, we're going to be machmer, but yeah, we're not going to eat it. But if it's something else, we're not going to be machmer. Obviously, this is all talking about the no water got mixed in. Because if water got mixed in, and we said that may pairs with water become chomets even more quickly than regular water. So back to that question which we saw before in Sif Gimel, that we can make a dough out of flour and wine, even though when they prepare the wine, water gets in. Shani Hosim Shanofla Mayim Mekadim Tzisus Ayayin. The water fell into the wine before it fermented. Tzisus Ayayin Nishapcho Hamayim Li Yos Yayin. So during the fermentation process, all the liquid there absorbed the flavors, etc., so it became part of the wine. That's over there. Mashen can hechesh shemisar v'achakach, but if it mixes in afterwards, enechanami, it's going to be problematic.
I don't know how they make wine nowadays, but in the time of the Gemara, they used to say that you'd have to mix it like 3-1. After you made the wine, you had to mix it with that much water to make it drinkable. Right. I remember in Hilcha Shabbos of carrying wine out.
Right, correct.
If you don't mix it with water, it's not even considered wine. It's not drinkable.
It's dangerous.
So what are they talking about? You're talking about wine that has no water. So it's pure
wine. You want to make a flour, you might make a dough out of it.
Uh-huh.
So the dough is like, it's like a problem. There's part of the problem is it's very strong. And it's a high alcohol content. It's very strong. So those problems, the alcohol goes on. It's not the grain, because when you bake something, the alcohol
goes out,
evaporates out, okay. And the strength of the flavor. So they weren't bothered by that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, b'chita shenim says b'mei dvash, which is current med. It's your honey wine. It's called med. A b'yayin syrup or whiskey. Even a whiskey, which is not semi-paris, you made a plum brandy, but now a chita was found inside over there. So that was made with, there was water involved in the process, but again, the water which is on the process is in the process of as you made it. So that's the chara that should be comparable to this halacha that he said, that if you have water which mixes into the wine during the fermentation process, that's okay because it all gets absorbed into the final product, which is called wine. So any water which is in there while you're making the brandy becomes part of the brandy. So it's not water anymore. It's subsumed under this name, plum brandy. So we could argue such a din. The case, let's say. So, or sheikh or shel demorim peiris, a beer made out of either date beer, which is common in the Gemara, or other fruits. But no water was added after you made it. The only water which was added was during the process of making it originally. So, is that like the case of water which falls into the wine or not? Im oyser oloy, is that aser or not? So, the question: if it's absorbed, it's considered part of the. The water gets subsumed under the greater title of the May Paris, so it's not a problem. It's not machnas. And if it doesn't, so it is machnas. So in the top of Chayim Bezeh, im yeshal the Muslim liyain shal tzimukim, can we compare it? The Chayim raised the question: can we compare it to the case of raisin wine? Which we said the Iker Pesach over there was the raisin wine, even though he said to be machmer, but raisin wine. The water which is there is part of the process, eventually becomes part of the wine. Vachinami, ayre abishal, cooking the ingredients together. With the sisas hadrash, and then the honey ferments. Nebuchamai manasame peris. Chemishar dvorm hanal, all of these things, it all becomes part of it. That's one argument. We could argue the other way around. Shani anovim shekachem chazik lahapech amayim liyayin chem edmash at smukim hanal. So wine seems to have a propensity to take the water and absorb it in and change it. Ayre abishol nishtan abriyosin legamri menasim davrgush. When you cook it, I'm not sure exactly what the Tzvash Smukim is. When you cook it, so it boils out the liquid and becomes a solid, and that liquid is included, or that whatever liquid is there, what remains is part of the item. But over here, after everything is said and done, it's still the main thing is the ingredient is the water. So the case where chita fell into these items, and then they were shur it for 24 hours, or they cooked it together. Mm-hmm. So he said the flavor of the chita, which, so the question was, did the chita become chametz? The answer is, well, we have to assume there's water there, the chita became chametz, and we have to be it's in a locha that there's water there. If it's water there, it's machmetz. If it's machmetz, and you cook it together, so it absorbs the flavor of the chametz. I will the shoyis in Aruch Pesach, but to keep it until after Pesach, olim kalakum, or sell to goyish lachol, that would definitely be permitted. Now, okay. Furthermore, im yiduah shachita lohoya meis leis b'may. If you know that it's in sip for 24 hours, so what are you worried about? There was no bishul and there was no kavash rekam of bushel because it wasn't 24 hours. The tzener neinunus and hamet, just sitting there cold, doesn't absorb any flavor. V'chein for the another heter. V'chein alone is back up. It didn't split, but just came soft to the touch. So absorb some water, but you don't see that it split. It means it's not starting to expand yet. If you're not sure how long it was there, but more or less than 24 hours, if you see all that happened, it's mutter. It should be hard to come on and see my top stuff. Zion, see if you base, we should burst, we've got nun hay. Imlai. If you know for sure that it was there 24 hours, if you know it wasn't, if it didn't split, and you're not sure, you could assume it had to. If you know for sure it was there for 24 hours, then that's a cover. Then consider that it was pickled together with it. So then it absorbs the flavor. Stop. Good. Because of a new point, the shuman havi inami me peris. So using they would render the fat to use it for cooking, etc. So that's considered me peris. The vehicle chita shenofel the sech shuman afilu resech eno oizer. Even if they fell into this hot fat, it would not so because it's not machmitz. If a kernel of wheat falls into it, shem peris eno machmitz. Then he's baka chita. Even if you see that it expanded. So somewhat. When you took the fat and you rendered it and you liquefied it to use whatever, if you added it, you can't add any water. There's some water mixed into this liquid fat. Why? When you're processing the meat, the first step is that you clean off all the blood, then you do malicha, and you clean off all the blood, and that's done with water. So there's water in there. Still, ain't lochers. Become welcome, ain't lochers. That we don't have to worry about that. The fee kishenis bashel shuman b'kedera bishul yafa. When they would then cook it afterwards, the process would involve cooking the fat. Nisufu amayim b'bishul b'ochalem l'garmi. That water evaporates out. V'lochein, he says a kula. Shafila yedua sh'eirav lehedya secha shuman ma'ayim ma'at kerem shetichu esay. You know, but it's not a question of suffering if you put water there. You know, for sure you put water in there. As long as it wasn't a large amount, ain't lach, it's not worth, don't worry about it. Okay. V'chol zeh b'yidua sh'enof l'achar shesichu ha'shuman. This whole time, you know, for the water fell in after you made the fat into fat. Avli nimsa chita b'sech shuman. Sorry, the chita fell in afterwards. Avli nimsa chita b'sech shuman. We don't know when it got into the shuman. Before the bishul or after the bishul. If they process the shuman and kliye, then they pour it out in the kli B for storage, that's it. And that's where you found the chita. Even though the shuman which is poured was still boiling hot, so the chur should absorb. Still mutter. Why do Masakina Nisur? We don't do Chesha that maybe there's this here. Namakhud that we make create an assumption of Isur that we're not aware of. And therefore what? Rabinan Bakhlisheni Nimsa Basham Hoya Gam Kaidam. You say maybe the Chidim was there on the second part, which was empty originally. The first part has the Shuman in it. Pours into the second part, then he finds the chita. Maybe that chita was there in the second part. Was it in the first part? First part is it's a klimishin. So it's gonna be, and there's water there. It'll be mach with the chita, and it'll absorb the flavor from the chita. It's a klimishin. But now in the second kli, it was getting sort of a meaning the klisheni nimsa b'shom hoyagam b'kara. And maybe it was there the whole time in the second kli. I'm not machir the choshish otherwise. By the time you poured it in, all the water boiled out, so all the Moses may perish. So that's not a problem. Yeah. V'chein. Furthermore, I feel they found the chita in the same kli which they processed the kli originally. Mm-hmm. It was no longer on the fire, it was now somewhere else. And that's when you found the chita. Even though the liquid, he found it in the original kli after it was off of the fire, and then you found the chita. Even though the resech is still hot, it's still mutter. Why is that? We don't assume it was moved from one place that if the issue was there, there's an issue here. We don't care if it's from one place to the next. Which means, maybe the chita fell in now. If this is where I found it, I assume it belongs. It's a here item as opposed to it was a there item. It was a there item, but major problem. It got mixed in when there was still liquid there, and it wasn't made papers only. If it fell in now, it's my parents. Okay. Rina chita nafla mokam is that correct? He sechua benas is called my parents. Ah, when min says a chita b'kua b'kli v'yishayna shesichu b'ashuman b'pesach he found it in the first kli. A chita which is b'kua, so that it's expanded already. In a clear region, that's where he made the shuman. He vibim karma medis also shuman. I lost the place. It's still in that same place, and he haven't moved the pot off of the fire. So it's still in its mokum. So then we say it's not being machzik yisrael mokum mokum. It's in this mokum. I know why it was this. So I have to be chayshus l'mafreya. There's the one of the types of we're dealing with a chazaka type of a sword of what's called chazaka mikra chazaka dahashta. So we always have a conflict between a chazaka mikra and a chazaka dahashta. No, but that's true. We don't always have there's two types of chazaka mikra. There's two scenarios where it plays out. One which we end up, the question is, did something happen or not? Well, the other question is, when did something happen? So both are true. Chazaka the Meikar. So the Chazaka the Meikar, a woman's married to a Kayan. Kayan Kiri Chuma, his wife Kiri Chuma. Her husband walks out the door. She's in the middle of eating a sandwich out of Chuma bread. Her husband walks out the door and says, one second, I don't know if he's alive anymore. Maybe he had a heart attack, mm-hmm. And dropped dead. If she has no sons or Shukrahanim, she can't eat. She's got three daughters and a husband. Husband walks out the door, she says, put the sandwich away. No, Chazaka. He has a cheskes chai. He was still alive. That's one. So that we're not machzik a reis. So maybe there's an issue. I'm not aware of an issue. The matz, as far as I know, was okay. We assume it's still okay until we have reason to believe otherwise. Okay. New case. Person goes and measures the mikvah. So he measures the mikvah. The mikvah is full on. So now somebody's table the mikvah. We say the Torah. Chazaka says that we know it was mole, but everything was kosher at that point in time. It's still the same. Person table the kli, everything. Now we check the mikvah again 2 months later and we find that it's kosher. Mikvah shenim da v'nim sal kosher. We checked it 2 months ago and it was mole. Said it 2 months later and it's kosher. So what happens with all the stuff in between? So the Mor says that really, based on the chazaka and the carb of the mikvah, we should say that the mikvah was mole. Right now, it's changed and it went on. So it went on to the shear. But connected that we have the cheskes tuma of the person who went to the mikvah. The person went to the mikvah to get comes to her, right? And we also have the fact that right now, if an eno, it's chaser. So Mor says, well, that's two against one. There's a cheskes iser of the person, the cheskes tuma of the person, plus the fact that right now it's chaser. That works against the chazak of the mekar. We're not for the fact that there's this other chazak of the person between the two, the chazak of the mekar and the chazak of the hashtag. We always go about the chazak of the mekar. Chazak of the mekar is strong. So you say that now we know it changed. The question is, when did it change? Chazak of the mekar tells me it changed at the last possible moment. So both of those are halachas of chazak. There is a concept in chazak of. You're not masking. The place where I know what it is, I know what it is. Now I find it over here. So I know at one point in time that it wasn't chometz. I find it over here, and right now it is chometz. Or I'm questioning that it's chometz. It's all right. So it's still in the same place already. I have to look at what I have. The matzah of lefanenu is masking a reis shel mafreya. Because at some point in time it changed. Now maybe it changed the last moment. Maybe changed early in the last moment, but I'm about to have a vadi matzah lefanenu of a problem, so I'm going to be matzik at that. Now that means I'm using the chazaka, the hashta over the chazaka the mekar, which is interesting. So it's also the shemchin shem enoful kaidim hatocha. Maybe fell in before you rendered the fat with chilas of sechor at the beginning. Shadayin, how you may adochem be'en al hashuman miyadich mitzvah. Maybe there was water there.
If you knew for sure it came in later, you'd be okay.
Because there's no water anymore. His point is the water boils off.
That's the issue. That the
may perish, not matter.
The water that was there originally, is that the issue?
It was originally.
The fact that it's hot.
No, the water is originally. That's not relevant. The heat is not relevant until I get to this. The question: is there chometz here?
Okay.
If it's only May Paris, there's no chametz here. Shuman is May Paris.
How did the water get there in the first place? Because he was set off by Malicha.
When they do when you start the process, there's water there from the Malicha, or when you maybe when you set on maybe there's reason to put water in that, I don't know, but there is water there from the Malicha.
Is that actually absorbed into the fat, or it's just sitting on top of it?
Normally, I mean, there's a certain amount that sits on top, but it shouldn't make a difference, really.
I don't think it probably doesn't get absorbed within the fat, that water.
Probably
it sits on top.
Probably.
Because fat doesn't absorb.
The water, so well, the oil and water don't mix.
Yeah, I don't know if that's considered oil. I don't know, it's not technical.
Well, fat and oil are the same thing, which one's liquid, one's a solid, but they're both the same molecule.
Theoretically, if you kashered the meat, instead of doing it with salting, you did it with roasting, you probably wouldn't have that problem, right?
Correct.
Because you never use water.
There's never water, correct. Mm-hmm. Unless the case was, we know that the person added water in.
Right.
Okay. Chazin Hashem, fine. Either fellow or mitzchil so sicha dain shoyim may adocha be'en al shuman. There's still the water from the rinsing of the meat on it. Umiyad chametz that became chometz. Then k'din mayim may perish and may marim l'hachametz. So we said if you have water and may perish together, it goes more quickly. Sarah says Shemin, so that's good. Shuman, that's going to answer all of the Shuman, because now the Kita became Chometz, and then it put whatever was cooked with, this Kita was cooked in this container, it's going to answer everything in the container. So remember, Beber, he knows for sure, Shiyadeya Shalom, Hitach Tekev Acher Hadot. Rosh Hakarnis Yabesh Amayim Bekarim. He knows that the water evaporated before he started the process of rendering it. So Afilo Nim says, Achita Kadim, and she's Bashal Ashuman, Bishal Yafa Gam Ken Mutter. So even if he found the Chita before the Bishal, the Bishal process finished, it's still going to be Mutter. Shein Kan Elamei Peris. Why? Because there's only Peris, there's no water. Okay. We also b'shuman igulim shekaron kenedlach. We matzat kuna. So they made kenedlach, and they made the kenedlach using ground matzah and this fat. Some people, people didn't use milk on Pesach, and they didn't even use like the store boughts. The only fat you had available in Pesach was shuman from a behemoth, I remember the Suvak Rav, David Lipschitz, right? It was the one of Shiva's in YU after the war. It was the Rav in Suvak before the war. Mm-hmm. So he was mechutman with the Shira B'chaim, so he used to come to his son-in-law and daughter for Pesach. So she one time was talking to my wife, she says, when her father comes, so they have fleshika cakes. He doesn't use any, he still uses shuman. She has she gets the...
Versus what?
Well, when you make a cake, there's some oil or something. He doesn't use any of the oils.
Like vegetable oil
he wouldn't use? They would use animal fat. They would render it, make it into liquefied, so they would use. So her cakes were fleshika.
What was the problem with vegetable oil? Just because he didn't use it, or because there's a problem with it? I mean, what's the chumra in that?
Probably because he didn't use anything.
It's processed.
It was a process. They would process the fat themselves.
Yeah.
She would before Pesach. She had to go and process the fat, for her father.
Like a ton of the heim.
So kneidlach, you make kneidlach out of the. You'd use this oil. This oil. Now, but it's a chita behem. So
we did. We had part of a cake, but we didn't have knedlach.
Right, okay. So, yeah, the knedlach we had...
But then...
We're not kibrok.
But Litvox, there was never a problem with knedlach.
Yeah, there were kibrok. My wife makes knedlach, Baruch Hashem. Nimsa echita behem. Im lo er behem mayim rak shuman ubeyim shita the mutter. So if there's no water, so what's the problem? You made it. They perished in heim ubeyim alvitzim. Mayim, if there was some water mixed in, I can kind of feel them out even a little bit. How we make Paris in Mayim? So there's made Paris in this water, and there's heat over here, which can become a source of chimutz. So it's also. After you bake it, they would soak the matzah in water, so they would squeeze it out. They would mix it. They would take the matzah, soak it in water, press out the water, take it and mix it with this fat, and make some type of dish out of it. If you find a kernel in there, also we have to do something that's also. You can't squeeze it all of the water. So. So you can't squeeze out all of the water. So there's water with the shuman. It's mine with my parents. It's mach. Yesh levar. Let's hold some time for tomorrow's decision.